You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. Senses not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
It's showtime, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show. This is the radio show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. I'm Dave Hodges, your host. And for the next 3 hours, we're going to be bringing you a lot of valuable information that we feel you're going to need to handle the present trying days and the future trying days that are certainly going to come our way. In the first hour, in just a moment, we're going to be joined by Dr. Ted Brower. We're going to talk about some of the latest health issues, and we're also going to be talking about the secret space program. Ted and I are going to collaborate on that topic. In the second hour, we're going to be joined partway through the hour by Daniel Brigman from Numana Foods, and we're going to be talking about what you need to do to get ready. We tell you every week, but we're telling you from different angles, different perspectives, and we're giving you different elements of things that you could be doing on a pretty limited budget to get ready. You know, in terms of our dollar tanks, it's not really a matter of if our dollar tanks, it's a matter of when our dollar tanks. Well, that's the second hour. And then the third hour, of course, we're going to have Katie Whalen, our health reporter, and she'll have her 30-minute segment, and she's interviewing an individual about exercise physiology and other related issues. And then we are kicking off a new segment in the last half hour of the Common Sense Show, where the Red List News is coming to the Common Sense Show. That means my partner and colleague, James White, is going to be bringing the Red List News to the last half hour, where we'll cover the timely issues of the day. So note that is a program change. And we're the show that comes to you live at this time every Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the Pacific and 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the East Coast. Okay, now that, can I take a deep breath now? That was a lengthy intro. Let's get right to my first guest, my good friend. We do a lot of things together. In fact, we have a cross-promotion tonight that we're going to talk to you about, and I'm speaking about Dr. Ted Brower. Hi, Ted. Thanks for joining us.
Dave, thanks so much for having me on. We've got so much information. I've literally got 50 news stories to cover, so whenever we start getting out of time here, we need to go ahead and kick into two books that I want to cover with you guys tonight, which are the most documented books that I've personally read by the most documented individuals that I've read concerning the secret space program, Roswell, and all of the other stuff that's going on that nobody wants to talk about, and everybody thinks you're nuts if you talk about it. So we're going to try to make me not sound as nutty and you not as nutty, because we're going to give facts and documentation on everything that we're saying. And a former Canadian prime minister, and another one's a full bird colonel who worked with like three different White House administrations, and they both have written books on this exact topic. And so we're going to talk about that probably in about 20 minutes. So you guys stay tuned for that, because that's going to be some interesting stuff that you really don't hear much of on the Hodges show. My show, we haven't really talked about it either, but on Hagman's show, we kind of talk about that kind of stuff all the time because it's just something that people find fascinating, because about 50% of the people right now, Dave, in the United States believe in UFOs, believe in extraterrestrials, and the other 50 are pretty much asleep and they don't believe in anything. They don't even believe that 9/11 was an inside job, or that in fact, most of them don't even know about Building 7 on 9/11. So there's so many things that they just don't have any idea about. But let me go ahead. I want to read you some more stuff here. This is very, very important. Here's a new study right now that just came out of Harvard, and I've talked about this repeatedly on your show, and it is saying that fluoride is causing cognitive disorders. Now, I'm not referring to the study that was done in 2006, in which it said that children's IQ scores were lowered dramatically by fluoride. I'm talking about a brand new one. In the newly published study at Harvard's Lancet, it says that researchers from both the Icahn School of Medicine in Mount Sinai and Harvard School of Public Health have gone on to say that along with numerous environmental toxins, fluoride water has contributed to a massive increase in behavioral and cognitive disorders. Then it goes on to say, back in 2006, Harvard had already published a study that focused on fluoride to be a developmental neurotoxin. This newer study, however, looked at over 27 additional investigations into the matter via a meta-analysis. In the 2006 study, it already showed that IQ scores were dropped remarkably. The leftover fluoride from industry was passed off as medicine, which obstructs the brain's development associated with full spectrum of serious issues from dyslexia, ADD, ADHD, autism, and so much more. The truth of the matter is that pesticide, heavy metals, fluoride, herbicides, radioactive isotopes, and even GMOs are generating a neurological toxic mix that is unprecedented in human history. And I want to emphasize unprecedented in human history as far as we know from the recorded history that we have, Dave. And that's why so many people are being dumbed down. That's why so many people are being poisoned by fluoride. I talk about it. I've been talking about it for over 30 years. I've not changed my mind, and more people are now getting on the no fluoride bandwagon. In fact, I won't even drink iced tea in a restaurant if I know that water has been fluorinated before they make the iced tea. I won't do it, Dave. I won't even put it in my body anymore.
Well, a lot of us don't have any choice. Now, fortunately, out where I live in rural Arizona, we do have a choice, and we don't have fluoride. But, you know, a lot of people just are unaware, and they're unaware when they're in a restaurant. And if you ask a waitress, and I have, they'll give you that blank stare like, what's fluoride?
That's right.
Well, you know, we're speaking to 20% of the population that has an IQ above room temperature. And our audience is on the higher end of that scale. Now, when you look at the country as a whole, I mean, 80% of the country, you know, is one of my neighbors says, is dumber than a box of rocks. So we shouldn't be surprised at those kind of comments.
Well, and you know, in the last hour we had my show on, and I was talking about the use of statin drugs and all the toxic side effects, including memory loss, erectile dysfunction, kidney failure, cancer, all the other things from using cholesterol-lowering drugs. And the biggest problem is the cognitive decline that I see. In fact, one of the common things that so many people have told me when they've come into my office and they say, I want to get off the statins, and I always say, well, you need to work with your medical doctor because I can't do that because I'm not licensed to pull you off drugs. My response is always this, how are they making you feel? And they always, it's almost invariably said, I feel stupid. I can't think anymore. I can't remember anything. And personally, I believe the research documents this, that the use of statin drugs along with the use of fluoride and the use of all of these flu shots that contain all of this mercury and aluminum is causing a massive, massive increase in senile dementia in the elderly. In fact, three flu shots in a row increase the risks of senile dementia by 50% if you're over the age of 60. And so when you start combining all of this toxic stew together, I know people, Dave, that cholesterol is 120, 130, and the doctor pitches a fit and says, I want you on cholesterol-lowering medication. That's how brainwashed they are by the pharmaceutical sales reps that are massively trying to increase their bonuses in the sale of this product. I mean, the reality is when your blood cholesterol goes under 200, all disease rates go up, particularly cancer, and one of the biggest side effects of statin drugs is cancer. And so I always tell folks, if your cholesterol is between 200 and 250, don't worry about it. If it's 300, change your diet a little bit. If it's 350, change your diet a lot and start drinking more distilled water. And remember, you can get it. We have distillers at healthmasters.com, and we also have really good water treatment systems there, which work phenomenal, and they take the fluoride out. We have fluoride in our city water where I live, but I live out in the county and I'm on a well, and I basically have no fluoride, no chlorine in my water at all, so I'm able to shower in chlorine-free water, so I'm not dealing with all these bromides and, you know, and all these halogens. And so the reality is I don't really need to filter my water if I don't want to, but the concrete, the rock, the limestone, all of this stuff in the calcium carbonate in the water is so bad where I live that I don't want to drink all of this inorganic calcium and actually start to cause arterial calcification, which is called hardening of the arteries. And a lot of that is due to inorganic calcium being ingested through the water supply. So I always recommend using reverse osmosis water or distilled. I personally use distilled, and I have the distillers on my website. If you go to healthmasters.com and put in Dave, D-A-V-E, 5, we're offering a 5% discount across the board of my entire website, every product, anything, no price limits. And basically, you get a 5% discount. It's a coupon when you put in at the end. When you go to check out, you put Dave5 in the coupon code. Now, here's another article I wanted to read. A survivor of the alleged elite pedophile ring out of London, including the former prime minister, speaks out. And this is interesting. This is an article by Liz Burke. She goes, a woman claimed to be the victim of a VIP pedophile ring which involved three former prime ministers has alleged she was prostituted to pedophile parties at the Parliament House in Canberra. She was 5 years old. The 45-year-old is now saying she was abused by the ring, which included high-ranking politicians, police, and members of the judiciary at the age of five, and claimed that there were thousands of other victims. She goes on to say, I was only saved for the VIP pedophile, she said, because I was 5 years old. It's a hierarchy. What I witnessed was at the very top of the hierarchy. She maintains the network is still in operation and urged Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to make it a priority to make the kids safe. And last week, the big department that was set up for this in England said they had a massive data dump and all the files with all these alleged people involved with all of this stuff and all of the sworn testimony was all erased. Now, they're saying it was an accident. I'm like, you know, whatever. But the sad part about this is, Dave, this all goes back into this entire conspiracy through the New World Order and the Sabbatean, Franken, Luciferian, Synagogue of Satan bunch that likes to do all of this nonsense and run the money supply and all these other things. In fact, the first book we're going to talk about in a few minutes is by Paul Hellyer. He's a former prime minister of Canada, and he's amazing. He was designated as acting prime minister of Canada in 1969, and he has a book called The Money Mafia, A World in Crisis. And I recommend everybody reads this book, and he goes into detail about the Babylonian money magic, what's being done, who these people are that run the Federal Reserve, and what their plan is for the entire planet. And then right in the middle of the book, he starts talking about aliens. Former Prime Minister of Canada. And I'm like, I'm reading the book, and I didn't have anything about aliens in it. And I'm reading it, and I kind of just like jumped out of my chair. I said, what the heck's he talking about this for now? And then he starts promoting another book, which we'll talk about in just a few minutes, and what the things are that they found out about this. Now, here's another interesting article. Most women are not aware of this, but 85% of tampons and feminine hygiene products are contaminated with cancer-causing glyphosate herbicide. Glyphosate herbicide. Tampons, which are made from certain non-natural fibers, were found to harbor deadly bacteria and release sufficient quantities of chemicals to kill or injure over 1,000 women. This happened back in the 70s with toxic shock. The worst offenders were Procter & Gamble's ultra-absorbent Rely tampons. Remember, 84 million pounds of pesticides are sprayed on the 14.4 million acres of conventional cotton raised in the United States every single year. The chlorine bleaching of wood pulp is where the greatest danger lies. The process creates chlorinated hydrocarbons, a hazardous group of chemicals with byproducts that includes dioxins, some of the most toxic substances ever made, manufactured. Monsanto's toxic herbicide has been found in 80% of feminine hygiene products. Glyphosate is known to cause cancer, but propagandists are paid to cover up the truth. That's why you need to only use organic feminine hygiene products. Make sure they're certified organic sources, because you do not want any tampons basically going into your body that are soaked in glyphosate. Because the reason this happens, Dave, is right before they harvest cotton, they actually spray it with glyphosate or Roundup. And what it does, it acts as a desiccant on the cotton crops. They soak it down with glyphosate, and it gets into the cotton fibers. And so it stays in the cotton fibers and dries the plant out before harvest, which makes the combines go through it more readily, more easily, which gives them a higher yield per acre of cotton. Now, they don't even think about the toxicity associated with that cotton and the glyphosate that's going to be in that cotton, along with the dioxins and the bleach and all the other things that are in there. It's just a toxic brew of just mess is what it is. And so women should never use anything but organic tampons and feminine hygiene products. Very, very important. Dave, I wanted to share that story with you.
Well, I think it's very important. In fact, I've covered that in passing in our Red List News segment that we do. And boy, that is ugly, ugly, ugly. And I'll tell you this, Jim. There are so many people in this country that have cognitive dissonance. They just don't want to face the truth. You can have the data in front of them like Mike Adams did in that article, and they're still not going to believe it. And it's just like sometimes you just can't save people from themselves.
Well, no, it's absolutely the truth. I mean, I don't know what to say. I remember years ago my wife and I were on a business convention. I forgot where we were. And gosh, it's got to be this is back in like 1984, you know, over 30 years ago. We've been married 32 years now. And I remember she had a lady whose daughter had died from toxic shock from tampons. And she just talked to my wife, because my wife's still in her 20s, right? And she just, my wife looked at me and she goes, I will never, ever, never again put a tampon in my body. She never has, period, ever again. And now she's, you know, 58 years old, and so we don't worry about tampons anymore. But she never did it after that. And I told her, I said, well, on Friday, honey, I said, because I didn't realize they were that bad. But yeah, thousands of women die. And so you're right, though. Mike Adams really blew that cover story out just a few months ago, and it's very important. I'm going to cover it again. Here's another article by Schneider. And he goes, why are the IMF, the UN, the Bank of International Settlements, and Citibank all warning that an economic crisis could be imminent? And, you know, this is so true. And he goes, the IMF is actually telling the truth in this instance. We are in the midst of the greatest debt bubble the world has ever seen, and it is a monumental threat to the global financial system. But even though we know about this threat, that doesn't mean we can't do anything about it, or that we can do anything about it, or stop at this point what's about to happen. So the IMF is saying there's nothing they can do. The Bank of England, the UN, and the Bank of International Settlements have all issued similar ominous warnings. The following is an excerpt from an article in The Guardian, and it says, quote, the IMF's warning echoes chorus of others. The Bank of England's chief economist, Andy Haldeman, has argued that the world is entering the latest episode of a three-part crisis trilogy, and that the UN trades and development arm would like to see advanced economies boost public spending, of course they do, more debt, to offset the downturn in emergency economies. The Bank for International Settlements believes that interest rates have been too low for too long, encouraging too much risk-taking in financial markets. All of them fear that the global financial system is primed for a major, major crisis, much worse than 2008. And this is exactly what you and I have been telling folks. Hagman's been telling this. Paul McGuire's been telling this. You know, all of us, you know, Tom Horn's been telling everybody this. We have a major problem, especially with this TPP coming up now and all of the stuff that's happening in the trade, that we're going to have a situation, just it could be in a few months. In fact, Mike Adams, I was reading another one of his articles the other day, he said that, and I believe he's probably right, they're setting us up now for another major false flag in which thousands of people are going to be killed, in which they're going to come in with martial law, we're going to be at war, and they're basically going to take away our Second Amendment rights like Hitler did, and just start doing crazy things to us with martial law. I believe that's a high probability, because they can't allow the world to spin out into total chaos and just in complete go back into the, you know, the dark ages because of this, because this could be a complete and total meltdown of the financial system if it's not managed on the way down, Dave.
Well, there's no question that it's being managed from the top down, but the effects are going to be felt from the bottom up. One of the things that I'm covering now is the fact that more and more of the elite, and I don't know if you've heard this or not, they're beginning to part company with the above-ground civilization, and they are hiding out, yes, beneath the earth, in the dumb tunnels, the deep underground military bunkers. Ted, what do you know about that?
We're going to talk about that. I'm going to actually give you the information from Paul Hellyer in his book. He talks about that at length, and we'll start on that when we do that in just a minute. Let me go ahead and hit a few more of these nutrition things. And oh, by the way, I want to, you know, we were on with Doug Hagman again on Friday night for 3 hours and talked about a lot more of these stories. These are all new stories tonight. And his blood sugar is still doing good. You know, we've actually developed a blood sugar protocol for Doug. He actually has been able to lower his blood sugar from over 450 down to 100 and maintain that normally using the right supplements with dietary change. Of course, he worked with his medical doctor to come off his drugs that he was on. And I know with you, we ended up having the Dave Hodges healthy joint protocol, and all because you were having all those problems with your knee, and now your knee's doing great. And I've seen it over and over. Oh, let me tell you another story. I had a guy come to the office just the other day, and when I had seen him last 5 years ago, his name's John Friend. He told me that he actually came in on crutches. He couldn't walk. He was on crutches. And he said he didn't know what to do because they needed to replace both of his knees. And he ended up coming in my office. He started on that same joint protocol that you're on that's available at the healthmasters.com website. And I remember about 3 weeks later, he called me up. He goes, I cannot believe this, Ted. I have no longer any knee pain. It's gone. I'm not walking with crutches. I mean, this is the most amazing product I've ever used. And I said, well, thanks, buddy. I'm glad it worked for you. He came to the office again a few weeks ago, and now he's going blind in one of his eyes, and I personally believe it's aspartame poisoning, which I warned him about, because you can't drink methyl alcohol, which is paint thinner, in any kind of concentrations and not go blind. So then one of the side effects of aspartame poisoning is blindness, and now he's losing sight in his right eye. It's really kind of sad, because I've warned him about that repeatedly. He was drinking like almost a gallon of diet sodas a day. And what was crazy, though, he told me, he said, let me tell you another story about your joint protocol, Ted. I said, okay. He said about 2 years ago, he goes, I had another friend of mine who was like 80 years old. He came in my shop. He's a mechanic. John's a mechanic. And he said he came in on crutches. And he said he could barely walk. He was in excruciating pain. And I said, what's wrong? He goes, well, I'm scheduled for double knee replacement, but they're a little bit scared to do it because I'm going to be, you know, I'm in my 80s, and they're afraid I might die from the surgery. And he goes, so they've given me an entire, now I have to wait one entire year. The surgeon's so backed up, I can't get it done for an entire year. And I don't know what to do because I'm in excruciating pain. And then John said, why don't you try this protocol that Ted has online? And the guy did it. He ordered the program, the same one that you're on. And he comes about 3-4 weeks later. It's raining at John's shop. The guy comes trotting in in the rain. No walker, no crutches, no cane, nothing. And John goes, dude, what's going on with your knees? He goes, dude, I have no pain. I cannot believe this. And see, that's the thing, Dave. If you give your body the nutrients that it needs, in almost every single case, the body can repair itself. And I said that, and that's one of the things I want to talk to you about today, because I'm just, it's so nice to know that you can do that. Now, here's another article. McDonald's to kids. Eat fast food every day to lose weight. I mean, I don't make this stuff up. It's crazy. In an ever massive food corporation, if ever a massive food corporation had no shame, this is by Brandon Turberville, truly it would be McDonald's. In addition to paying their slavers, their workers slave wages, doing most everything in their power to milk their employees, they're basically now telling people to eat more McDonald's and you will lose weight. Eat it 3 times a day and you will lose weight. And the guys, some of the guys who are actually running the McDonald's are closing 700 stores this year. And a lot of the franchise owners are telling them now that basically they're losing money so fast that people have stopped eating this filthy, nasty food that they don't want to eat McDonald's anymore. And so that's why. So if anybody's still eating McDonald's, stop it. Stop it. Here's another article. Stress hormones are found to make cancer resistant to treatment. This is an incredible article. There are many things that drive cancer: poor diet, chemical radiation exposures, and certain infections figure predominantly in the process. Stress, however, is a major contributing factor that is often completely overlooked. And it goes on to say, I don't have time to cover the whole article, but he says that adrenaline increases cancer malignancy, and when you're under stress and your adrenaline goes up and your cortisol goes up, it says you have a massive increase in cancer and cancer rates, and it makes the cancer treatment almost impossible to deal with. That's why I've told people for years and years and years that cancer kills, and you need to make sure that you don't eat a bunch of junk food all the time if you have a problem with cancer.
Okay, Ted, we got to step away for a break.
Okay.
We come back, we'll pick it up right there. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Ted Brewer. Well, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. And you keep hearing people talk about it's not if the dollar is going to collapse under this crushing debt. It's a matter of when. And we're beginning to see the signs of this all around us. Well, if you want any medium of exchange that's going to be worth anything, you need to revert back to precious metals. These are the only things that have held their value over the course of time. Fiat currencies come and go in an average of 30 to 70 years, and our fiat currency dollar is going to be no different. I would encourage you to get some gold, get some silver, and go to someone you can trust. And that someone you can trust is Steve Quayle. And I would encourage you to call him tomorrow at 406-586-4842. Again, Steve's number to call him on Monday morning is 406-586-4842. And again, I want to talk to you about, I've done this so many times, but you got to have night vision if you can afford it. If you can't afford it, I understand. You better have some good watchdogs because their noses are good night vision. But you need to have night vision if you can at all afford it, because if the bad guy has it and you don't, you're going to lose. And you've heard Bob Griswold come on this show and talk about the importance of having it and how he's used it to avoid certain real negative situations. Well, call Bob tomorrow and talk to him about it. He'll work with you in your budget. And his number is 1-800-627-3809, and his website is readymaderesources.com. Again, that number to call tomorrow is 800-627-3809. And one last thing. What do you need to survive long-term? You need food. And I would encourage you to go to our sponsor for this show, foodforliberty.com/Hodges. That's foodforliberty.com/Hodges, where you'll see reasonably priced food. And you can take 10% off now. Just put in take 10 into the coupon code, and we will ship this out to you right away. Good tasting food, reasonably priced, and we recommend that everybody have 2 years worth of storable food. Again, that's foodforliberty.com/news. And again, you heard Dr. Brower say, for any product at healthmaster.com, and I am a living testament, he's named a protocol after my condition, which was a torn MCL, which today I have zero pain. You may not have a torn MCL. You may have vision issues. You may have whatever issues. Go to his website at healthmasters.com, and in the coupon code, put Dave5, and you'll take 5% off your order, and it will ship immediately. Whoa, okay, take a deep breath, Dave. Here we are. We're back with Ted Brower. And, Ted, let's continue on this assembly line of important information.
Well, the next thing is Teflon. People need to realize, if you're using Teflon pots and pans, throw it away. Just throw it away. I mean, I wouldn't even donate it to the homeless or to the needy. Just throw it away. This is so bad and so poisonous. It's from DuPont, and they've been in epic legal battles for the past 15 years with almost hardly any media coverage. It's called perfluorooctanoic acid, also known as PFOA, also known as CA. We're going to call it CA. And it's an essential ingredient in this DuPont's nonstick cookware for decades. And what they found is once in your body, this CA gets in there, it literally remains unchanged for years and years and years. And it can cause all kinds of health problems. And there's no way pretty much to not keep it in your body if you're continuing to use it. They say after a couple of years of not using it, you still have 50% of it still in your body. There are now 3,500 personal injury claims against DuPont, including 37 claims of wrongful death. In fact, 10 years ago, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency fined DuPont $16.5 million for withholding decades worth of information about health hazards associated with Teflon. At that time, the fine was the largest the EPA had ever assessed, but it was still small, too small to be a deterrent. Side effects include ulcerative colitis, high cholesterol, pregnancy-induced hypertension, thyroid disease, and testicular and kidney cancer. Its health effects were deemed to be widespread and occurred even at very low exposures. Now, what I love about this, since the mid-1960s, Teflon waste has been routinely disposed of in...
Did we lose Ted? Ouch. I'm assuming we're still on. We've lost Dr. Brower. We'll get him back on. Katie, are you there?
I am here.
Okay,
can you
good.
Hear
let
me?
Yeah, let me. Can I hear you? Yes, my eardrums are ready to jump out of my head here, Katie. Oh, there's no sweet nothings on this end. Okay, well, we'll get Dr. Brower back. He got dropped twice during his own show, and we'll work on getting him back. Well, what do you know about Teflon? Dr. Brower brought that up. What do you know about that, Katie?
I completely agree, and I've been waiting for somebody to bring this up. I've known about Teflon. I got rid of my Teflon 15 years ago. The first thing I ever heard about it was one of the precautions is don't, if you have any birds around, keep them away from the kitchen if you're cooking at high heat. And I thought, well, that's odd. You know, the canary in the coal mine, they would send canaries in because their respiratory systems are so sensitive. Well, what I heard was when you cook at a certain temperature, it actually breaks up the compounds in the Teflon. It gets into the air and it kills the birds. So that was my first clue. Teflon is a killer.
Okay, I think we've got Ted back.
Well, yeah, okay. They had 3,500 losses because they dumped 200 drums in the Ohio River. The first case to reach trial was that of a woman, Carla Barnett, who said the tap water made her get kidney cancer. Now, remember, this is interesting. DuPont told their employees to wear gas masks and gloves while working with CA, but no one tells Mrs. Bartlett to wear gloves and a gas mask before she took a shower. This is what her attorney said. So if you're doing it, use it. Don't cook with it. I don't care if it's nonstick surface, don't use it. What I recommend you use is cast iron, stainless steel, or glass. That's what we use at my home. Cast iron, stainless steel, or glass, because it's a much better cook surface. And cast iron's been around for, gosh, for thousands of years, and it's really one of the best products you're going to use. And that's mainly what we use is stainless steel and cast iron. It's one of those things. Here's another article. Monsanto's in another huge lawsuit for lying about Roundup CancerLink. Their own research now has shown through the Freedom of Information Act some 30, 40 years ago, there's like a dozen different types of cancers, including Hodgkin's lymphoma, that is being caused by Roundup, and yet they still allow this stuff to be used. Russia has now banned the usage of all Roundup in Russia, and no products used that have been used to have the Roundup used on them is allowed in Russia. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's just, you know, what's happening. Another article, the soda industry is dying as Americans seek healthy beverages that don't cause diabetes and obesity. And this is actually wonderful. They're saying the total intake of calories has declined, and the obesity rates among school children has appeared to level off because so many kids now are no longer drinking sodas, and their mothers and fathers are no longer allowing them to drink sodas. So, yeah, it's just absolutely crazy, Katie, how many people out there think that it's okay to drink sodas, it's okay to drink diet sodas, and what they don't understand is all of these side effects that are associated with these types of beverages, including juvenile diabetes, including adult onset diabetes, including obesity, liver damage, all of these different things are all associated with soda consumption. And I remember a couple of months ago, the soda manufacturers, because their sales are also declining, they're out there telling everybody how sodas don't cause any problems and drinking diet sodas are actually healthy for you. Okay? And so finally everybody has realized that this is all a bunch of lies. So Dave, let's start on this alien thing now. I think everybody's been waiting long enough to hear about this stuff, and let's give you some information on what happened.
Well, let me set the tone.
Okay.
This is what's led to this. I've written a four-part series spread out through the week, which basically, in fact, I'm going to be on Doug Hagman's show Thursday night for 3 hours, and we're going to go through this chapter and verse. And effectively what I laid out are things that I've only been able to talk about recently with regard to my father's work in regards to the secret space program, hidden technology. Now, Ted, let me say this before we get started. I asked my father a very pointed question in our 2 years of discussions together, and I used to visit him every night when he was terminally ill. And I asked him, tell me the story about ETs and UFOs. And he said, UFOs are real. We control them. We built them. He said, I worked on the technology. He said, as far as the ET connection, he said the German scientist that he worked with, and today we call this Operation Paperclip, although they did not call it that then, he said that the German scientist he knew and worked with said that this technology came from ETs. My dad said he didn't see one shred of proof to validate that claim. So I just want to get that out there as a kind of a counterbalancing element. Ted, go ahead. What do you got?
Well, this is, again, he was appointed Prime Minister of Canada. He was a cabinet-level official. And his name is Paul Hellyer. The book is called The Money Mafia, A World in Crisis. It's actually one of the best books I've ever read. So I'm reading through this book, just chilling out, not paying any attention to anything, you know, as far as he's talking about globalization and talking about the banks and talking about all the stuff that's going on in the New World Order. And also I get to page 111, and it says, the name of the chapter is, chapter 9, Visitors from Starry Realms. And I thought, what the heck is this doing in a book on the money mafia? I mean, I've read enough books on UFOs and stuff before, but I need to kind of read this. And so I started reading through it, and so I was fascinated by it. And he goes on, the third major issue that we're having to deal with globally, one that is not, this is page 111, I'm quoting this. The third major issue, one that is not well known by the majority, is the extraterrestrial presence and technology. Remember, this is a cabinet level official from the Canadian government. This is not some flake. Approximately 50% of Americans think that their government is withholding the truth about star visitors, but have no idea how much has been withheld. Reality is stranger than science fiction, and they've been constantly misinformed and lied to by the government that has engineered one of the most successful cover-ups in history. The problem is that the U.S. government, in particular, has encouraged the idea that anyone attempting to expose the facts are either a lunatic or basically nuts. Okay. He goes on to say, my concern has changed to passion as I become increasingly aware of that the three subjects, the banking cartel, global warming, climate change, and the extraterrestrial presence and technology were all interconnected. And he goes, on February the 2nd, 1961, an armada of about 50 UFOs flew south from Russia and then turned around and headed for the North Pole just in time to avoid the panic button being pushed by the headquarters of the Supreme Headquarters of the Allied Powers in Europe, which might have triggered another world war. These are recognized as a UFO phenomenon. Then he goes, on Tuesday, July the 8th, 1947, at 11 a.m. Mountain Time, the Roswell Army Airfield Commanding Officer, Colonel William Blanchard, announced in a press release the recovery of a flying disc. That was the truth. Later the same day, at approximately 4:30 Central Standard Time, Brigadier General Rodney Ramney, the commander of the 8th Air Force, said that basically it was a radar-sensitive target or radio transponder or weather balloon that had crashed. And he goes on to say that was a lie. In the book entitled "The Day After Roswell" by Lieutenant Colonel Philip Corso, which is the next book we're going to talk about, a retired U.S. Army intelligence officer, it looks intriguing. He started reading the book, and then finally he ended up calling up an Air Force general, and he said everything, every word in the book, "The Day After Roswell," is true. Every word in the book that Colonel Corso, through the Freedom of Information Act, his personal experiences, and the time expiring as far as being able to write about this stuff, as far as being classified, is true. He confirmed that there have been crashes at Roswell. There were actually two, almost simultaneously, and that the U.S. had long been working on back engineering the technology, and there have been face-to-face exchanges between the star visitors and U.S. officials. This is from a U.S. general. UFOs are as real, and finally, this, the Helluride says, UFOs are as real as the airplanes flying overhead, which gave him the dubious distinction of being the first person of cabinet rank in the G8 group of countries to state categorically without any reservation that UFOs are real. Now, I can't document this as much as he has. Now, I've seen lights in the sky, Dave, that have gone incredible speeds. You know, they're at super high altitudes. They'll be going one, they look like shooting stars, and they'll stop, and they'll still be glowing, and they turn around and go the other direction, then they stop again, they turn around and go another direction. Okay, that's not an incoming piece of space debris. That's something I do know about.
My father worked on that technology.
But
let me tell you what he did real quick. If you go 10,000 miles an hour and you make a sudden right turn, and by the way, to our producer, I'm getting massive echoes back in my ear. But when you turn at a right angle turn going 10,000 miles an hour, the G-forces would crush you. And what he had to work on with the Germans, who brought the technology off the paper, and they tried to put it on the drawing board, then operationalize it with laboratory models before they started building and testing, is they had to displace gravity on the turn. And the way that they did it was to use a hyperdimensional physics model, not the three-dimensional trash that we teach today that's Newtonian physics. We're talking the Tesla physics that has been withheld from the public, and our scientists now today in the mainstream are just beginning to discover it again. He had the Germans replace the gravity field by going extra-dimensional at the time of the turn, and then reinsert itself with the normal gravity after the turn was completed, and that kept the occupants from being crushed by the G-forces. Well, what's interesting, in 1996 and again in 2006 in Leipzig, Germany, they did teleportation experiments. It's right there on the internet. Anyone can look it up. It's well documented. German scientists moved an object from one side of the room to another, and the object appeared on the other side of the room prior to the other one leaving. And that's called, you know, basically they refer to that as double phasing. Well, that's the technology that we see when UFOs blink out, when they go and make these right angle turns.
I'm going to jump off that article to a different article. I'm going to come back to that book in just a second. But I want to read you this. This is a really, really good research article that I found, and it's called "Consciousness and the Holographic Illusion of Reality: Are We in the Matrix?" And there's not a person's name on this one, and I don't know who wrote it, but it's very, very good. And it says, unified, now this is going to tie in with exactly what you just said, that's why I'm jumping to this. Unified field theory suggests that our reality is a sea of energy, an energetic illusion that our consciousnesses perceive and interact with. The world you see around you is really a soup of intelligent energy, fooling your senses into thinking that is tangible, visible, and audible reality that you experience. In physics, unified field theory can be described as all that is usually thought of as fundamental forces and elementary particles to be written in terms of a single field. Now, this is interesting. I was going to talk about Newtonian physics right now. He goes, we have all learned that matter, solids, liquids, and gases, and everything you see is made up of atoms. Atoms consist of particles, energy, and lots of empty space. The empty space or void is being charged with highly latent energy. How can that be? How can it be that hard, tangible world around us consists of pure energy? Our senses are fooled because we can't see past this unified field. We are completely immersed in it and everything and everywhere. Physical reality as we perceive it is a product of or a set of symptoms arising from the unified field of Newtonian physics and the natural laws that arise from the illusion. The product that the unified field was given to us, quantum physics, however, studies our reality at the quantum level, the unimaginably small level where everything is made of energy. So matter fundamentally consists of particles of energy in empty space. The thing is, when particles of energy are observed, they appear just as that, particles of energy. When they're not, they're being observed, they do not exist, as approved by the double slit experiments. And now I could go on and read through this, but what he's saying basically is this. There are multi-dimensions that we have not been taught in Newtonian physics. That is Tesla technology, interdimensional technology, and that's exactly what you're talking about, Dave, and you're 100% right. And that's where heaven and hell and all the other places that we've heard about and read about, and even Paul talks about going up into the second heaven, it's all a different dimension that's around us. Right now there's approximately, according to some science, some say more, some say less, approximately 13 dimensions. We're in the bottom three. The fourth dimension, we can talk about what all that is, but in the 13th dimension is where God actually resides, and everything below him is subject to the 13th dimension, and that's why you're able to actually change dimensional states when you do this crazy maneuvering in these spaceships or whatever these things are, and not just explode against the wall of the spaceship. The technology that we have is so far advanced. I remember the former head of Skunk Works said that we now have the ability to take ET home, and that everything you've seen on TV, everything you've seen in the movies, we've done, we've accomplished. In fact, if you read the book now, The Day After Roswell by Colonel Corso, who was the top colonel, top person in like three different administrations, he tells you that it's all real, and he tells you that we actually have a space command that actually has particle beam weapons that were developed through Tesla technology and also reversed engineering from the alien ships that were crashed that are pointed outwards into outer space to protect the planet against any type of extraterrestrial onslaught. Now, for the Christians who are listening to me right now, remember, the angels and the demons and all these things that we talk about, Rush Dizdar does a great show on this. You need to have him on about this and about all the different types of demons and spiritual beings that are listed in the New Testament. These are all not from around here. So if you're having a hard time with the alien thing talking about that, just call it fallen angels or good angels, because that makes it simpler for Christians to understand, because a lot of us have been so taught what the Bible says is true, which I believe, that we have to try to explain it in a way that makes more sense to us. Now, in this book, beginning of the book, there's a foreword by Colonel Corso, and one of the guys, Ben Martin from the Baton Rouge Advocate, says, if the details are accurate, Corso has apparently violated any number of security provisions and broken his oath of secrecy. Another guy from Staten Island says, whether or not you believe in UFOs, alien visitors, or you might find yourself concluding that something extraordinary did happen in that New Mexican desert years ago, and agreeing with the author that our lives have been changed forever. Now, let me tell you who Corso is. He says that in his acknowledgments, he goes, I wish to thank the 18 various U.S. Army installations from which I requested historical and background information on details of projects and studies in which I participated. They went beyond their normal activities of furnishing data, and he lists all the people that were involved in giving him the information in this book. I suggest that everybody reads this book. It's called The Day After Roswell. It was a New York Times bestseller many years ago. It's still available for like a penny on Amazon. He says on page 2, as an intelligence officer, I knew the terrible secret that some of our government most revered institutions had been penetrated by the communists and the KGB, and that key aspects of American foreign policy were being dictated from inside the Kremlin. I testified to this at the first Senate subcommittee hearing chaired by Senator Everett Dirksen of Illinois in April 1962, and a month later delivered the same information to the Attorney General Robert Kennedy. That's who wrote this book. This isn't some whackbag nutbag. This guy was sitting in front of Senate meetings telling them what was going on. Then he goes, but hidden beneath everything I did at the center of a double life and buried deep inside my job at the Pentagon was a file cabinet that I had inherited because of my intelligent background that held the Army's deepest and most closely guarded secrets, the Roswell files. The cache of debris and information an Army retrieval team pulled from the 509th Army airfield out of the wreckage of a flying disc that had crashed outside of the town of Roswell in the New Mexican desert in the early morning darkness during the week of July 1947. And he goes into detail. He says that our technologies of Teflon, of Kevlar, of lasers, and the microchips were all back engineered from this type of technology, and that's
and night
why
vision.
I was so
yep.
And night vision, that's correct.
And night vision. I want to throw this out to you, Ted, because I'm going to validate what you're saying here. During the time that my father was working with these captured scientists, he was actually brought back into the Navy. He had retired, was working for Martin Marietta outside Denver in the mountains, now called Lockheed Martin. And during the Cuban Missile Crisis, they brought him to the Pentagon. And he suspended his work for about 45 days. And what was interesting that he learned, and he mentioned this to me in many of our conversations, he said that the Kennedys wanted to bring this technology out in the open and introduce it to the public in the 1960s. And it was the powers that be in this country, namely the Rockefellers, and my dad called them the other industrialists, who says, no, we're going to keep this for ourselves. We're going to keep it away from the people. And my father believes this might have been one of the six reasons why John Kennedy was assassinated.
No, you're absolutely right. In fact, what happens is, with the CIA got involved in all of this stuff. I mean, God, we know that with the chemtrails and everything else that we have. And the CIA was trying to find a way to basically fund themselves after the war, because they were first funded. People don't know this. The first funding of the CIA was through the Carnegie and Rockefeller Foundations. But they had to find another way to be funded. So they went to Chiang Kai-shek in China, and they asked him how he was funding this million-man army that he had in China. And he said, he was selling opium to the people there in China, and heroin. And so these guys decided, the CIA, to bring this heroin to the United States, primarily to the Harlem jazz clubs, because they decided they were already decadent and they could afford to be addicted to heroin. They could make money to fund the covert operations, including, I'm sure, digging in the deep military underground tunnels, which he talks about in Helluride's book, The Money Mafia. And then he goes on to say that they brought Lucky Luciano, who was an Italian mobster, in helped with the invasion of Italy during World War II, and they also used the Italian Mafia through Operation Gladio via the CIA to bring the drugs to the blacks through the mobs in the United States. And if you watch the first Godfather movie, they say they're going to do this in the Godfather movie back in the early 70s, and they say basically that the drugs were going to be used for the blacks, and they were bringing them in, and some guy came in and was offering them all of this money, and I'm sure it was all part of this Operation Gladio. And it goes, and that's just what happened. And then what happened is, the biggest reason we were in Southeast Asia is because they had the Cambodia, Laos, and Thailand triangles, which they were growing the opium there, and they were trying to get rid of it over there in Southeast Asia. And Kennedy knew that. That's why he was opposed to the war in Vietnam, or increasing the amount of troops in Vietnam. But because the CIA was already so entrenched in the government, and remember, Kennedy was going to get rid of the CIA. He announced that he was going to disband them and get rid of them because he knew how corrupt they had become, and go public with this whole alien thing, public with all of this mess, get rid of the Federal Reserve Bank. He was the last real president that we had in this country. And when he was assassinated back in the 60s, Dave, that was a coup. That was a coup to take over the United States. It was orchestrated by Prescott Bush and a bunch of those boys, and a whole bunch of bad guys with the CIA and a bunch of mobsters and everybody else. Because by that time, they were making so much money running the drugs and running the heroin, they didn't want their source of money to stop. And what ended up happening, Southeast Asia had a giant, drought, and they lost the ability to raise poppies there. And then what ended up happening is there, they moved the poppy distribution into Afghanistan back in the 70s. And when that happened, Russia got all mad about that because the Taliban was opposed to that. So Russia went into Afghanistan in 79 and fought a 10-year war there and bankrupted the Soviet Union. And now our troops are there, and they're basically supporting the poppy fields, which had a bumper crop this past year, and now heroin prices are down to supposedly down to like $10 for a hit of heroin on the streets, and we're having massive overdoses all over the place. And right now, the largest commodity in the world is oil. The second natural biggest commodity is natural gas, and the third biggest commodity is heroin. And it's a $1 trillion a year industry just in the United States alone, and it's all being run back through the Air Force planes, back through Langley, basically through the CIA, and this Andrews Air Force Base, and again distributed through the mobs, and being basically cleansed through the Vatican banks and other banks around the country and the world, which we've seen that repeatedly about drug running being cleansed in these big banks, and a lot of them actually been accused and been found guilty of doing that. And this whole thing is so corrupt, You need to read the book Operation Gladio, and it goes into more detail. But it all ties together with Roswell. It all ties together with the alien technology. And remember, Tesla knew how to take power out of the air. If you read, I read a really good biography on Tesla when he did, when he built the Wharton-Cliff Tower, and he knew how to transmit energy through the air from the earth with a huge grounding rod, and he was able to transmit it for miles and miles and miles without any wiring at all. It could just pull enough power to run cars or trains or locomotives or anything or houses. And the, basically the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, and by the way, the Rockefellers, we found out now later, were primarily funded through the Rothschilds in the very beginning. They basically didn't want that technology out there. We mean the whole thing about burning coal and burning oil, all of that's nonsense. It's all nonsense. We have technology that's so far advanced from that with these polluting the atmosphere like we do, we don't have to do any of that. And it's, we have it all from Tesla. We have it all from the back engineering of these fallen angel spacecrafts, if you want to call them that, if that's easier on you, or whatever, or the good angel spacecraft, or whatever the heck they are. And now we have this whole nonsense of this complete, nobody wants to talk about it. Christians don't want to talk about it. Pastors don't want to talk about it because everybody's trying to pretend like everything's going to be back to normal in the United States. It's not going to be back to normal unless everybody wakes up and starts demanding that this technology is used for the good of the people and we stop poisoning the planet with all this junk, Dave.
Well, it's soft kill. I'll tell you what Jim Morris told me one time, and I think this is a good point to insert this. The last time I interviewed Jim on this show, he said, you can't really understand geopolitics unless you look at the ET issue. Now, Ted, you know I'm on the fence, but I have an open mind. But I'm beginning to think that Jim very well knows what he's talking about.
Well, no, in fact, I was diametrically, I just thought, whatever, there's some kind of Looney Tunes talking about this stuff all the time, whatever. It's like chemtrails. I mean, it's the normalcy bias, Dave. To believe that our government is running heroin into the United States through Afghanistan, through Air Force planes, into the mafia for distribution to before a $1 trillion drug industry. If you read the book, Operation Gladio, it goes into micro detail. In fact, there's an article, if you want to go on YouTube and punch in Operation Gladio and the George Norrie show, not Caravan of Midnight, the other one he has, the
Coast to Coast,
and it'll pop up, and there's a full hour and a half with the author of this book on there, and he goes into detail about all of this on the show. I mean, it's crazy. And then the Pope, when they did Operation Condor in South America, when they were overthrowing the governments down there, it was all about bringing in banks down there and bringing in drugs down there and controlling the economies down there and just basically enslaving the people down there. And the people who were opposed to it were basically taken off of planes and thrown into the Atlantic Ocean 200 miles offshore. You know, and they were being disappeared by the hundreds of thousands. And one of the guys in Argentina who was one of the primary guys who did it is the current Pope. He was actually taking people from his own congregation who said things publicly about what was going on in Argentina, and he was having them disappear.
Yeah. Ted, we got to hold it right there. We're going to go on our top of the hour break. Can we squeeze 10 more minutes out of you after the news?
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you the rest of this thing about Condor.
Okay, we're going to hold it right there. We'll come back and get more on this illustrious Pope. We come back in hour number two with Dr. Ted Brower.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.